Hey, this is Bobby. Welcome back. In today's devotional, we're looking at Mark chapter 5, where it says, "And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, came up to him. And when he saw him, he fell at his knees and he begged him. He said, 'My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed and she will live.' So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him." This is a great passage. Jairus is the leader of the synagogue. Now, that may not mean a lot to us, but in the days of Jesus, the leader of the synagogue was the most important man in the community. The synagogue was the center of religion, the center of education, leadership, and all social activity. And so the leader of the synagogue was the senior religious leader, the highest ranking professor, the mayor, the best known citizen of all. Who could ask for more? Yet Jairus does. He has to ask for more. In fact, he would trade the whole package, all the perks, everything that he had, for one little assurance that his daughter would live. And so he fell at Jesus' feet, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come, lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live." He doesn't barter with Jesus. He doesn't try to trade. He doesn't make any excuses. He just does one thing. He pleads with Jesus. There are times in life when everything we have to offer is nothing compared to what we're asking. What could a man offer in exchange for his child's life? There's no games. There's no haggling. There's no masquerades. So Jairus asked for his help, and Jesus, who loves the honest heart, goes to give it. Your strength is all I